Unit 3. Exercise 14. Parts 1 and 3. Memories.
Did you see that TV show about memory last night?
I can't remember.
Ha ha.
No, we didn't. We didn't watch TV last night.
It was really interesting. There was a part about people's earliest memories that I found absolutely fascinating.
Why is that?
They were saying that most people have at least one very vivid memory from around the time they were 3 or 3.5. And quite a few people say they can remember things that happened to them when they were 1 or 2 years old.
I find that hard to believe. Can either of you remember anything that early?
Yes, I can definitely remember something that happened to me when I was about 4. My mom says my dad used to carry me a lot on his shoulders at that age. And I absolutely adored it, because he was a really big, tall man.
Yeah, most children love that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. So, I think I remember being up there, feeling incredibly high up, much higher than anyone else. And maybe it's one of those memories that you do invent later. But I can imagine it now, feeling literally on top of the world. But that's not actually the strong memory I'm thinking of. That's of this one day when I was with my mom, dad, and older sister. We were walking through some fields near where we lived, and my dad didn't want to pick me up. I was nagging him to carry me, but he said, "No, you're too big for that now." And I can't remember him ever carrying me after that.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it was. Because for me, it seemed like the end of childhood, and it was so awful and so sudden.
And what's your earliest memory then, Anne?
It's from when I was about 2.5, maybe 3 years old.
You're kidding. I just can't believe it's possible to remember anything that early.
Well, I know this isn't something I've just made up, because when I asked my mom, she said it had all really happened like that. It was Christmas Eve, and we had this Christmas tree in the living room, and it was an artificial tree, not a real one, and it was all silvery. And my mom took me in to see it when she'd finished putting the lights and decorations on it. And I remember looking up, standing at the foot of it, and looking up, it seemed to go on forever, the tallest thing I'd ever seen. And it looked so absolutely fabulous, just magical.
Oh, I can just imagine it.
And the thing is, we didn't use this tree for another 5 years or so. And when we got it out again and I looked at it, I just couldn't believe that it was the same tree. It was pretty small, only about 5 feet. But to me, as a 2-year-old, it had seemed at least as high as a house.
That's nice. That really does show what a completely different world small children live in.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Maybe I'm just jealous because I don't remember anything about my childhood.
Well, you probably don't want to remember a time when you definitely didn't know everything.
Come on, Anne, you know. I've always known everything.